Partial sun should top 40 today. We slip down into and through the 20s tonight, around 30 with partial sun tomorrow, back in the 30s with partial sun on Friday. A bit warmer this weekend, some mixed precipitation perhaps on Saturday, a bit more sunshine on Sunday. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Woolenhouse. Right now, 32 degrees.
Since 1871, the State Bank of Blue Rapids has delivered on customer expectations of trust, reliability, and service. Generations have relied on the personal touch that our experienced staff provides. If you're establishing an account, seeking a loan, or any of the other financial services that we offer, stop in and visit. We're proud to continue service to the community. The State Bank of Blue Rapids is also innovative, offering the latest in banking practices, including internet banking and online bill payment. Find us online for more details at statebankbr.com. Personal banking, commercial banking, 24/7 banking. We're here for you. The State Bank of Blue Rapids, member FDIC.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, good Wednesday. A bill that would exempt Kansas colleges from a mandate that they allow concealed carry of handguns is stuck in committee after failing to win approval yesterday. In an unrecorded voice vote, the Senate Federal and State Affairs Committee opted not to advance a bill that provides a permanent exemption for public colleges and several types of medical facilities from a law that requires public buildings to either allow concealed weapons or provide security measures. A Wichita man says his phone has been blowing up since he won a Bud Light promotion, giving him Super Bowl tickets for life. Wichita Eagle reports it all started at Christmas time when 52-year-old Lyle Randa made a quick beer run. The 30-pack he purchased contained a gold can that allowed him to enter a drawing. It was Randa's gold can mixed in that Bud Light that gave him a ticket for a lifetime of Super Bowl attendance for two. Mid-America Network News.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
A 70-year-old woman from Kinsley has died following a crash early yesterday afternoon in Edwards County. That crash happened just before 12:30 yesterday afternoon at Highway 50 and 80th Avenue, which is about a mile west of Kinsley. Kansas Highway Patrol reports a PT Cruiser failed to yield at Highway 50 and was broadsided by a Toyota Avalon. KTV reports the driver of the PT Cruiser, 70-year-old Sandra Kearns of Kinsley, was taken to a local hospital where she later died. The 38-year-old driver of the Toyota Avalon was uninjured. The University of Kansas has found that sophomore basketball player LeGerald Vick likely committed domestic violence against a female in 2015, but it's unclear if Vick was ever punished. Kansas City Star reports the university recommended 2 years of school probation for Vick after investigating a report that he hit a female in the arm more than once and kicked her in the face. However, the Star says it's unclear if Vick was ever put on probation. He hasn't been charged with a crime. Mid-America Network News.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Wednesday. I'm Rick Everett. 35 people have applied to replace former Nebraska Senator Bill Kintner, who resigned after retweeting a comment that implied three Women's March protesters were too unattractive to sexually assault. Governor Pete Ricketts will appoint Kintner's successor. The applicant who is chosen will represent Legislative District 2, a region that includes Cass County and portions of Sarpy and Otoe counties in southeast Nebraska. A Falls City man has been sentenced to life in prison for first-degree murder in the death of his cousin. The Nebraska Attorney General's office says 32-year-old Desiderio Hernandez was sentenced yesterday in Richardson County District Court to the life term, plus another 8 to 17 years for weapons counts. Hernandez found guilty in December of killing his cousin, Joseph DiBella Jr., in August of 15. Mid-America Network News.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. USD 380 school district patrons last week shared input regarding specifics of a proposed bond issue being considered by the school board that would fund upgrades and improvements at district buildings. It's expected the board will take up the matter at their February meeting. Superintendent Michelle Miller outlined specifics, emphasizing that efforts to increase safety and security of students and staff was an overriding priority and would constitute around $2 million of the proposal. That figure was included in the cost of four varied options, ranging from $4.3 to $8.7 million. Option A would include a new gym at Centralia, converting the old gym into five classrooms, a new office configuration, and expanded weight room, with safety and security upgrades at Frankfort and Vermilion at a cost of $6.9 million. Option B would close the Vermilion facility, instead adding additional classrooms for early childhood at Frankfort and expanding the music room. Additional classrooms and the gym upgrade at Centralia would be included at a cost of $8.7 million. Option C drops the gym upgrade at Centralia, opting for a basic renovation of the existing facility. Office reconfiguration as well as a weight room and art room were included at a cost of $4.3 million. Option D expands Option C with access upgrades at the north end of the Frankfort School, staying with the Centralia gym upgrade, along with additional classroom space at a cost of $6.4 million. The superintendent cited the most pressing needs were at the Centralia School, which drove the decisions in developing the four options. Miller highlighted the benefits of a current arrangement, which includes early childhood development facilities at Vermilion, citing the large spaces indoor and out, which are configured for young students, but she understood some patron concerns with cost. District offices are also located in Vermilion, and no decision has been considered where those would be moved if the building were closed. Addressing growth projections, it's anticipated that an increase of 20 to 25 students could be expected over the next 5 years, with a majority attending Centralia. It was noted that future consolidation with neighboring districts was hard to project and that nothing was on the board at this time. Those in attendance at meetings held in Frankfort, Centralia, and Vermilion were asked to select an option they preferred and also include comments that would be considered by the school board in making a decision as how they will proceed. Potential impact of tax increases on various types of property have been developed, with cost estimates available through the district office or the county clerk's office. It was noted the possibility of reducing the current 8-mil capital outlay levy by a mill or so may be considered if improvements would help reduce future maintenance costs. Again, the school board for USD 380 is expected to take up the matter of a bond proposal at their February meeting. Charissa L. Johnson Reynolds, age 62, of Oquito, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Vermilion Methodist Church. Burial in the Vermilion Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Charissa Johnson Reynolds. Lucille E. Prawley, age 86, of Diller, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Visitation Friday, 1 until 6:30 at the Vance Gurdix Funeral Home in Odell, in charge of arrangements for Lucille Prawley. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, turkey tetrazzini, garlic bread, carrots, and fruited jello. Tomorrow, Swedish meatballs, egg noodles, wheat bread, green beans, and cranberry sauce. KNDY News, time is 7:15.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Winter storm conditions continue out west across parts of the Black Hills, across Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, into Washington State and Oregon, as well as the northern higher elevations of California. Combination of winter storm watches, winter weather advisories, winter storm warnings. In effect, high terrain of the Rockies, especially across Montana, picking up some very significant snowfall. Very windy out west as well. In the deep south, it's fog from Texas through the Gulf coastal states that will cause some complications for travelers today. Then east across the Great Lakes, especially upstate New York toward New England. Periodic snow showers continue at the expense of some lake effect snow. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhouse. Partial sun should top 40 today. We slip down into and through the 20s tonight, around 30 with partial sun tomorrow, back in the 30s with partial sun on Friday. A bit warmer this weekend, some mixed precipitation perhaps on Saturday, a bit more sunshine on Sunday.
Average high temperature early February 41, the average low 20. Sunset this evening 5:44, sunrise in the morning 7:28. It's 32 degrees with a light north wind this morning. That's a check of the news and weather for this Wednesday. It's the 1st of February. KNDY News Time is 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
An exciting night on the court with a goodbye to a broadcasting great. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. An overtime game in Toronto came down to the wire.
Cross Solomon Hill on the switch. Lowry dribbles left to the left wing. Shake and bake, shoots a fading two ball, and he scored it for the lead, 4.3 seconds to go.
On WRNO, the Raptors hold on to defeat the Pelicans 108-106. The final game of longtime ESPN broadcaster Brent Musburger's career was an exciting one between 8th-ranked Kentucky and Georgia. Here's the call on ESPN.
In overtime, Kentucky defeats Georgia 90-81. The Wildcats snap their two-game losing streak.
And the Spurs bounce back.
Leonard takes it left side, drives into the paint on the way in, left-hand slam! Kawhi Leonard taking over.
On WOAI, San Antonio tops Oklahoma 108-94, snapping a two-game losing streak. Staying on the court, the Rockets had a big win at home. Houston soars past Sacramento 117-100. The Blazers made it look easy.
Lillard brings it up. Now around a Leonard pick. Three-pointer on the way. Ring it up. Great pick set by Leonard. And Lillard with his second three-pointer. 23 points in all.
On KPOJ, Portland defeats Charlotte 115-98. The NHL returned from the All-Star break, and one Hurricane had a night to remember.
Batted back in behind the goal. Lindholm in front. Sebastian Aho shoots. He scores his first career hat trick. Sebastian Aho.
On 95.7, the Fanatic, Carolina defeated Philadelphia 4-1. Montreal's captain also gave the home fans a show.
Radulov doing the work. Alex Radulov keeping it alive behind the net. Radulov still with it. He comes right out. He tried to roof it. He almost got it back. They scored. Pacioretty with a hat trick.
On TSN Radio 690, Canadiens 5, Sabres 2. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
High school basketball play on Tuesday in girls action. Marysville defeated Riley County 53-45. Abilene over Wamego 50-42. Clay Sutter took Chapman 50-16. Concordia down Pike Valley. Hanover girls over Washington County 66-61. Valley Heights took Donovan West 46-41. Axtell over Onega 46-29. Troy beat Frankfort 41-35. Wetmore girls over Lynn 39-34 in overtime, and Centralia beat Rock Creek 58-24. In boys play, Marysville down Riley County 55-36. Wamego took Abilene 71-54. Chapman over Clay Center 57-44. Concordia beat Pike Valley 66-49. Hanover boys took Washington County 66-43. Donovan West over Lynn 60-49. Troy beat Frankfort 82-51. Onega boys took Axtell 50-35. Lynn over Wetmore 65-49. Rock Creek beat Centralia. Or I should say Centralia beat Rock Creek 52-23. In the Pioneer Conference tournament in girls play, on Tuesday, Deller Odell took Tri-County 43-38. Monday, Southern over Lewiston 38-34. And Tuesday, Falls City Sacred Heart beat Southern 49-9. In the boys division, on Monday, Deller Odell took HTRS 60-55. On Tuesday, Lord Central Catholic beat Diller Odell 63-40. On Monday, the Southern boys took Tri-County 57-42. And on Tuesday, Southern beat Falls City Sacred Heart 44-43. College basketball tonight, Kansas State hosting TCU will join the pregame following our coach's corner at about 5:40. 6:30 tip-off on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Kansas hosting Baylor. 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock tip-off live on KNDY FM 95.5.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A bill introduced earlier this month into the House of Representatives, H.R. 281, titled the Family Farm Relief Act, dealing specifically with immigration. Politico's Morning Ag Report saying the legislation sponsored by New York Republicans Elise Stefanik and Chris Collins. It would move the H-2A immigration program from the Department of Labor to USDA. Stefanik said the program would be in the hands of those who best understand the specific needs of farms. The bill would also let applicants fill an application online or a paper application. It would require a more user-friendly online system. The bill would bring an end to the burdensome requirements on advertising and prevailing practices surveys. The legislation would let farm cooperatives and other agricultural groups apply for workers for their members. The dairy and livestock industries have struggled with the H-2A program, and the legislation aims to make the system more workable for both groups. Stefanik represents a rural district in New York State that has a large number of dairy farms, calling one of the closest allies on Capitol Hill of President Trump. Well, the president has put a 60-day review opportunity in place for his appointees, and that will delay any pending regulation that were to put into place by the Obama administration. One article says the review period includes new regulations put in place by USDA's Grain Inspection Packers and Stockyards Administration called the Farmer Fair Practice Rules. The rule falls under the umbrella of the Packers and Stockyards Act, with the idea behind the rules to level the playing field for farmers who have been retaliated against by meat packers, especially contract poultry growers. Several major ag groups against the new rules include the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, National Pork Producers, and North American Meat Institute. Groups in favor include the U.S. Cattle Association, National Farmers Union, and RCAF. With this Ag Business Update, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, a recent court win regarding the previous administration's Waters of the U.S. rule turns out to be a double victory over WOTUS. The U.S. District Court ruled in the case against the Army Corps of Engineer in a claim from a Minnesota company that is a peat mining operation. that the waters of the U.S. rule and the Army Corps of Engineers jurisdictional determination was thrown out by that court. Until now, the Army Corps was the final jurisdictional arm of the WOTUS rules. And prior to this, landowners had to get a permit first before they could turn to the courts. National Cattlemen's Beef Association Environmental Counsel Scott Yeager says it's a path forward to completely defeating waters of the U.S.
Well, I think what it does is it adds momentum to the movement to get the WOTUS rule fixed. Because it's showing now, we have our first case here that shows that the Army Corps made a mistake and claimed jurisdiction on a wetland that's not jurisdictional.
Yeager says this ruling raises questions about the Army Corps of Engineers' objectivity when it comes to ruling on waters of the U.S.
It shows that the WOTUS issue is subjective. It's done on a case-by-case basis by agency personnel that sometimes aren't doing their homework to justify a WOTUS determination. So I think that adds to the fire that WOTUS needs to be clarified, it needs to be fixed.
Of course, the Waters of the U.S. rule is one of many regulations that have been promised to be rolled back by the now Trump administration. And, of course, Trump has said for every new regulation, he wants to repeal two old regulations. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Hit by roadside bomb.
Some people get killed, get shot.
Serving their country came at a price. Paid in physical and emotional trauma.
Memory loss.
Anxiety.
They tried to save my legs.
Just constant pain. But for these Kansans, help has been found in Battle Buddies. Service dogs specially trained to help veterans. Tonight at 10, see how these dogs help our heroes and how you can enlist to help even more.
We could be helping a whole lot of veterans.
Watch A Vet's Best Friend. Tonight at 10 on Cake News. On your side.
Shield Agriculture Equipment has been designing, manufacturing, and distributing innovative agriculture products for more than 50 years in Hutchinson, Kansas. Our complete product line is available throughout the Midwest and worldwide at over 2,000 distributor and dealer locations. From bag to bin, Shield Ag has a full line of high-capacity, low-damage seed and grain handling equipment. Shield Agriculture Equipment, straight from the heartland. Visit us at shieldag.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It's agriculture, of course. The question now, after developments in Washington, D.C., with the withdrawal from the TPP, is how important is American agriculture to the world? We will get some perspective on that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Greg Groh is with Archer Financial Services here in Chicago, and as we look at what is going to happen in the wake of the president taking us out of the TPP, one of the questions is, we need the world, but does the world need us?
They don't need us as much as they did 20 years ago. The U.S. share of global grain markets has been in decline for a while as production has grown around the world, specifically out of South America and other places, Eastern Europe. And so anything that lessens our competitiveness in the global trade, given the weakened overall market share that I mentioned, could be a continued negative here for U.S. producers. But weather and other things still play a very important role, and there will be times when we can be and will be one of the best suppliers in the global ag trade. But right now, we're probably not as big of a player as we have been.
As you mentioned, markets don't like uncertainty. How are the markets responding?
I think a little bit on the weak side in our grain markets, especially corn, had a bit of a reversal early in the week to a move down. We have had two very large harvests here in the U.S. and also very large harvests in South America the last two growing years. So we have a lot of product here. We need to remain competitive in the market. That's kind of the situation we're in right now.
Has there been more selling recently by producers?
They have been on market rallies. When the price pokes its head up a little bit, we see good movement of grain here in the U.S. We've had somewhat of a mild winter across a lot of areas, which has allowed transportation and issues like that to continue well. And we see farmers selling on the rallies a little bit, and that selling kind of dries up when the market breaks a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And do you think we're kind of stuck in that 375 corn range and $10 beans for the rest of the year?
It looks like we're fairly valued at the $10 mark in beans and around that mark you mentioned in corn. It'll depend a lot how things start here in the spring and, of course, how things wrap up in South America. They look like big crops coming down there. Argentina did have some problems here with not enough moisture in some spots and too much in others, but Brazil generally has had a very good crop season so far, and without any further disruptions down there, there's going to be a lot of product from South America entering into the global supply chain here this spring.
Greg Groh of Archer Financial Services, back after this.
There will be a land auction, 145 acres, more or less, cropland, located 2 miles south of Vermilion, selling for the Johnny C. Bramhall Estate. At auction Friday, February 3rd, beginning at 10:30 at the American Legion Cabin in Frankfort. 145 acres includes 128 acres crop, 17 acres enrolled in CRP. Tile outlet terraces, PVC pipe redone a couple of years ago. This is high percentage cropland located on a good county road, 2 miles south of Vermilion on 29th Terrace on the west side. Sale again 10:30 Friday at the American Legion Cabin in Frankfort. For information, contact Joe Horrigan, Realty and Auction, 785-250-5148.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
731 from KNDY, again 32 degrees with a light north wind. Highs approach 40 today, but cooler temperatures in store, only around 30 tomorrow and Friday.
When you're a producer, you gotta keep growing and keep the machinery in gear. You can't have a lot of downtime while you're waiting for parts or repairs, no matter what the equipment is. If your machinery is holding you back, talk to us. We can offer you loan options that make sense for your ag business and get you back in gear. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover, member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports on a Wednesday. I'm Rick Everett. The University of Kansas found that sophomore basketball player LeGerald Vick likely committed domestic violence against a female student back in 2015. But it